The massive oil refinery fire that burned for hours yesterday in Superior was beaten down by firefighters last night after noxious fumes forced a widespread mandatory evacuation of residents. Evacuation orders have been lifted this morning. We're getting the latest on the situation in Superior on the morning show. WPR's reporter Danielle Kading is based in Superior. She's joining us now from the Twin Ports. Danny, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Kate, for having me on.
What is the situation as we know it right now?
Well, right now, as you said, the evacuation order has been lifted. So the county and the city are assuring people that it's safe to return to their homes. But they're still going to have barricades in place on Stinson and Hill Avenues in Superior. That's the roads that lead to the refinery. And only refinery and essential personnel are going to be allowed beyond that point right now. But I spoke with Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler this morning. He said that the air monitors from the U.S. EPA look good, so they are lifting that order. And now they're kind of moving into the second phase, which is investigating what happened and getting people back into their homes.
Are we out of the woods yet? Is there any potential for reigniting of fires, of any more explosions?
I don't think so, because they left the evacuation order in place overnight because another small fire had broken out later in the evening. So they kept it in place as a precaution until that fire burned out. So my assumption is that if they're lifting the order and assuring people it's safe to come home, then they wouldn't do that if it weren't safe to go back to their homes.
And now they have to put the pieces together as to what happened here. What do we know so far?
Well, what we know so far is that representatives from the Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, are on site. However, Keith Kessler, the Emergency Management Director for the county, said he hasn't seen anyone from the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board, but the agency has said that a four-person team is deploying to the city to investigate the incident. And that board investigates chemical accidents and regulations, industry standards, safety. So they'll be arriving, I imagine, sometime today to get a better look at what happened. The refinery was shutting down in preparation for a five-week turnaround, which basically the refinery manager, Colin Shady, says, they go in, they check every vessel or every tank, and they make sure that the integrity is sound. He likened it to, you know, pulling all the parts out of a car and making sure everything was working right. So that they were going to get set to do that on Monday when this all happened. And right now, the refinery's priority is assuring workers that everything is going to be okay, and that they're going to be doing the best they can to find out what happened and investigate what exactly was the cause.
Well, you're based in Superior, and can you describe for us what you saw and this plume of smoke? What did you hear from people in the area about the explosion?
You know, I've never seen a plume of smoke like that before. It's like something you would see on TV. It was a massive gray black plume of smoke that reached very high into the sky, and you know, as things were getting more challenging at the refinery yesterday afternoon, there were a lot of cars on the road. There was wall-to-wall traffic in Superior as people were either heading to schools to get their kids and leave town, or as people were trying to orderly evacuate you know, later on when they were advised to go across the bridge to Duluth, to the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center, to hole up until the evacuation order was lifted. You know, as I was driving back into Superior last night, there's a sign that's over the bridge that usually lets you know about construction and things like that and road conditions, and it said, "You are entering the evacuation area." And that was just kind of a surprising moment for me of how serious everything had become.
We're talking with Danielle Kading. She's WPR's reporter based in Superior. We're getting latest updates there on that massive fire yesterday and multiple explosions that occurred at the Husky Energy oil refinery there in Superior, the only refinery, by the way, that is in Wisconsin. Danny, what do we know about injuries?
So right now we know there are at least 11 people who have been transported to hospitals here in the Twin Ports with mostly non-life-threatening injuries. There was one person who suffered serious injuries from the blast. I understand that Essentia Health here in Duluth is going to be putting out more information later this morning about the status of those patients and their condition. And it's kind of unclear. We're seeing a lot of different numbers about how many people were injured in total. So there's a lot yet to be ironed out.
County and local officials had declared a state of emergency. Is that still in effect?
I don't think the state of emergency is still in effect. I imagine that if the evacuation order was lifted, that the state of emergency would also be lifted. But I haven't confirmed that. But to me, I'm just using common sense on that one and thinking that it's not in effect anymore.
What kind of investigation might we see going forward? How long might this investigation take?
Well, as I said, this four-person team from the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board is going to be investigating this incident. They investigate chemical accidents, and OSHA will be investigating. I think they have 6 months to investigate this incident. So those will be the next steps, is just working with all levels of regulators and working to find out what happened.
And we know that this plant was turned over from Calumet in August of 2017. Husky Energy, the Canadian firm, buying it. Calumet, though, having a long history of OSHA violations, environmental violations. What are we starting to look for there?
Well, and I have to admit, I haven't gone into their company record right now as far as what violations occurred, but we're seeing from other media reports that, OSHA fined Calumet $20,000 for things like emergency response and flammable liquids at the site. A couple of years ago in 2015, there was a similar fire in an asphalt tank here in Superior at the refinery. So these are things that have happened before. This refinery has been in the city since the 1950s. I think it was built in 1951. And it employs a good number of people in the city. 181 workers work there currently. And so there's a lot yet to find out. The plant itself, they had a variety of asphalt and heavy fuels at that refinery. Including crude oil, and Husky Energy bought the refinery so that they could ramp up asphalt production. And according to reports from the Superior Fire Department yesterday, it looked like that an asphalt leak might have led to this small tank explosion and fire that occurred.
So lots of families, lots of community members with ties to the refinery, I'm sure very concerned at this point. Is it too soon for state lawmakers to respond, or what have lawmakers said at this point?
I have to admit, Kate, I haven't seen anything yet from state lawmakers. My focus has been more on the immediate response and working with the emergency officials. If they have put things out there, I haven't seen it other than, the mayor himself and the Douglas County chairman, who are all working to assure people that they're doing everything they can to respond to this incident, and also commending the emergency services personnel who responded. And, this is something that they've trained for with Calumet, with Husky. They've had critical fire incident teams where they regularly go in and train for this, and they put that training to work yesterday, and luckily no one died. And, we got to commend them for that.
Well, Danny, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate the update.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. She's covering the aftermath of yesterday's explosions, that massive fire at the oil refinery there in Superior. Stay with us. Get the latest news by visiting WPR.org. And if you or a loved one were affected, you can share your story by emailing ideas@WPR.org. The Morning Show is produced by Keely Boltina, Brianne Shasso, Chris Molina, Cheryl Gasser, and Colleen Leahy. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. Brittany Williams provided technical direction. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's turn to our spring membership drive, which is in its final hours, and we've got this big challenge grant. Ideas Network Director Cheryl Gasser here in the studio.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Such a great time to give. It is so great to be here on this Friday. And as you mentioned, we have this dollar for dollar match in effect. Listener support is going strong, and it is the single largest source of funding for the programs that you love. And that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very important, and it will be doubled.
This is such an exciting day at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a new thing to offer all this match money all at once. It's the last day of our spring membership drive. We have this dollar for dollar challenge match. That means your gift of any amount will be doubled by a generous group of current members. Maybe this is a big day. Make this a really big day for the WPR programs you care about. Double the impact of your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have just been talking with WPR Superior reporter Danielle Kading, getting the latest updates on the refinery fire. And it's only possible because of listener support. WPR is listener supported, and that means you make news coverage like this possible. And that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour, this conversation, and so many more possible here on the Ideas Network. So choose an amount that works for you. It takes just a few minutes and make your pledge.
It is the last day of our spring membership drive, and we have a day-long match in effect. Your donation is doubled when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Christine from Mount Horeb.
And I'm Naya from Mount Horeb.
I've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio since I started college here at the UW, and that was about 25 years ago.
I started listening to it pretty much at birth. It was on all the time at my house, and it's become a really integral part of my day.
WPR is such an important part of my life, and I realized I should become a member and donate just to make sure that WPR stays vibrant and has secure funding to continue on for myself and for my children as well.
Generations have grown up with us, and with your help now, many more can too. Go to WPR.org and click donate.
I love that, passing the torch to the next generation and getting all of those backseat listeners in the front seat on their public radio station. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Ideas Network Director Cheryl Gasser, and we are raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio all the programs that you enjoy on the air. And whether your pledge is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we heard from Linda in Whitewater this morning. She says, WPR is something that I need. It's like food. Well, thank you for your support, Linda. If WPR is as essential to you as it is to Linda, we would love to hear from you this hour. And there's another great reason to give in addition to the incredible programming, and that's because our exciting dollar for dollar match still in effect today on this last day of our spring membership drive. We still have $36,000 left to go. Not $3,600, $36,000. So give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far.
Support the programs you care about and enjoy your favorite hot beverage in the 2018 WPR Artist Mug. It's so gorgeous. This year's artwork is an image of a caribou made with traditional Native American beadwork. Ask for your new artist mug when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is so very important, and it makes a difference. Join Kathleen in Indianapolis and Dan in Ashland, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.